Sorry for joining so late. I apologize.
We love you. We like to hear you.
Hey. Okay, thanks. All right, awesome. So this past Shabbos was the last Shabbos of the year, and we're getting started in a few days to welcome in a new year. And it's only fitting to take a spot check on the Parsha itself and what it's telling us in terms of messaging for the upcoming year. So we began our Parsha with Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rosheichem, Shetechem, Zekneichem, Shotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Everybody is there. So what do we know about someone who is Nitzavim? What does the word Nitzavim mean? It means to stand. You're standing still, and you're waiting for the next instruction, I guess. It's like standing at a platform for the train to show up. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom. So on the one hand, you can give yourself a big pat on the back that you succeeded, you made it through. Last week was a difficult one in that there were a lot of non-blessings that were mentioned in the Parsha, 100 to be exact. And we know that we've already gotten to the secret sauce about how to counteract the effect of 100 non-blessings, which is to say modim, the kavana, is equal to saying mea brachas b'chol yom. So just simply having hakaras hatov. As my friend said, the difference between a Yehudi and Hodi, which is an Indian, is the letter Yud. So there's a sanctity, there's a level of Kedusha, but in addition, there's also the Midah Vakar Satov. So saying Modim is just that. So on one level, when we think about it, it is for us an accomplishment. However, our sages, our rabbis say that in fact it's not an accomplishment at all, and it's not something to be proud about. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you're standing here still. We have the concept of a malach is omed. And when a malach is omed, it means that it stands still. The malach stands at attention waiting for the instruction of Hashem. But the malach is unable to move on its own, to grow, to accomplish, to be challenged. Malach is just simply there for a particular purpose. Once that purpose is met, Hashem could create additional malachim. So malachim are used repeatedly. But the idea is that we have the same parsha, we have the word vayelach. And the two of them, they appear to be diametrically opposed one to the other. How could you be standing still on one hand and yet vayelach moving forward? So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Parshas Vayelach, that lo chalatzeis v'lavo, I'm no longer able to go where? To go to shul, to go to the Beis HaMedrash, to go to learn Torah. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining. He's not able to do the things that made him so great. He's not able to accomplish anymore. He's not able to rise to the challenge and find the opportunity that lies within. He's not able to progress. He's not able to grow. And he's not able to, frankly, move. And because of this, I can't go anywhere. And if I were to be able to go somewhere, the first place I would want to go would be to sit and learn and to accomplish another mesechta, accomplish another learning cycle, whether it's Shas or something else. There's always opportunity for us to learn and to grow. And it's interesting because the secular calendar always falls out around this time of the season where there's the third quarter assessment. And then there are goal setting for next year. And people have to measure up their performance that they have done during the past 2-3 quarters, 9 months of the year, and then create their goals and objectives for the following year. And so there is a, so to speak, a coming of terms that a person has to also, in a secular world, assess his or her strengths. And so that's the reason why we have this understanding of Nitzavim Vayelech. The question that we have to ask ourselves for this coming year is, are we comfortable standing still, or are we looking to grow into the future? And the answer, my friends, is really rooted, I believe, in Parshas Bereishis, where we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. However, Hashem just doesn't create the world. We know that what we say in davening is, Chadish Betuva, Bechol Yom Tamid Masa Bereishis. Every day Hashem creates something anew. Every day there's another opportunity for us to draw closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every day there's another opportunity for us to accomplish and to grow and to challenge ourselves. We don't say Asher Yatzar. We say Hamachadesh Rituva B'chol Yom Tamei Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every day is another opportunity. So that in itself, in a nutshell, the impetus of where we have to see ourselves. There's Yatzar, and then there's Yotzer. There is something that's in the past, and there's something that will be created in the future. And as human beings, we thrive on the ability to create and to improve and to enhance and to further progress in our own personal, spiritual, and of course, material development. All of these things really coincide one to the other. So in closing, Nitzavim Vayelech, are we looking to simply stand still, Nitzavim, or Vayelech, are we looking forward to the next opportunity by which we can accomplish amazing things tomorrow and the rest of the calendar year and into the upcoming, God willing, new year? May it come upon the Jewish people and each and every single one of us with blessing and with Siyata Deshmaya and Hachavas Adas, with help from heaven and with an expanded mindset and mind frame that we can accomplish amazing things together. So I give everyone the bracha of the Kasiva V'Chasima Tova and a good Kaben Shiar, which is that we should have a happy, healthy year, and we should also be able to be Mekayim and to expand and to grow into the coming year in all of the wonderful ways in which we can accomplish great things. Have a wonderful rest of week and a Shana Tova Umetuka.